بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها، لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها.
What's your name, brother?
So my name is Yusuf Trombley in Acuffo, Massachusetts.
Wonderful. And is this your first Muslim Congress or have you been here before?
This is actually my third time, alhamdulillah. I went to the one in Miami and then in Kansas City last year, so alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. And what keeps you coming back to Muslim Congress, no matter where it's held?
Just all this, the community coming together, people from all over the country, you know, different ethnic backgrounds, different, you know, experiences, everybody coming together. It's good yearly gathering.
Excellent. And what do you plan to achieve from these conferences? Like, do you find that these conferences change you? What sort of learning do you experience in these conferences?
I mean, obviously you definitely learn a lot from the speakers and the scholars who are learned and more experienced than we are. But at the same time, it's great for just for the building of the brotherhood and the sisterhood. You meet different friends and you know, relationships that you carry on through the rest of the year, and then you can't wait to get back the next year to kind of get reacquainted.
Hey, MashaAllah, do you have a message for those who may be considering attending, let's say, the next conference? They couldn't make it to this one, but they would like to come in next time. What would you think? What is your message to those people?
I definitely would say it's worth it. You know, put some money away and you know, plan ahead of time. Unfortunately, a lot of us live in communities or live in parts of the country where there isn't a real vibrant community, and we lack, especially if children, we lack that, you know, experiences such as this to be with the brothers. And this kind of makes up for whatever you lack in the rest of the year. This kind of makes up for it a little bit. So it's definitely worth it, inshallah.
Well, thank you so much for coming again, and we hope to see you in the next conference.
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam.
Hey, would you like to introduce yourself?
Muhammad Ali Beg.
Okay, and as one of the organizers of Muslim Congress, what is the message that you would like to give to the people attending it?
We like to give them the message that divine justice, that's the theme of this year, is what we want to implement in our life and concentrate on this year. So I think that's going to be a theme from now on for this year. And I think, you know, that's what we want to emphasize this year.
Okay, wonderful. And what is your personal, what are some of the things that you really love about this particular conference that happens every year and MashaAllah draws Mu'mineen from across North America?
To me, this conference was a necessity for people to come together. Many individuals, many types of groups of people try to organize conferences, and people come there with a lot of hope that, you know, it will become something that they dream of. But usually it doesn't, because of the fact that the leadership involved are people who don't have vision. They don't know what the vision of Islam is sometimes, and hence, you know, the intentions might be pure, but still, you know, you need understanding. And I think one of the things that I find good in this is that Muslim Congress is growing, and the people in it are growing, not in numbers, but in quality.
Hey, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Why don't you start with introducing yourself?
Yeah, my name is Dr. Muhammad from Masjid Al-Rasul in Los Angeles.
And have you been to Muslim Congress before?
Never been here before. I heard about it through websites, never been here before.
And how was your experience so far?
Really, really nice. I meet a lot of people, a lot of Muslims. It's kind of good. I work in the corporate world, so working around a lot of non-Muslims is nice, saying assalamu alaikum quite often.
And is there anything that stands out at this conference, or are there any others you've been to?
Yes, just a myriad of outfits and cultures that people represent. Love it.
And how would you recommend this conference to others?
I would recommend people, Muslims, should at least come here at least one time. You know, I want to say it's a Hajj to Dearborn or to wherever the Muslim Congress will be held. I would say it's very recommended for Muslims to come here. It'll be an eye-opening experience for all ages and all ethnic groups.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, brother.
Assalamu alaikum. If you would just start with just introducing yourself.
My name is Nazneen Zaidi, and I'm here from Kitchener, Ontario.
And have you been to a Muslim Congress before?
Yes, I have. I went, I think about 2 years back, they had another one in Detroit before too, and yeah, I went to that one.
And how was your experience so far?
Alhamdulillah, I thought the first lecture was really great. He clarified what justice and oppression is, and I think it was inspiring for us to know where, to understand the difference between the two. Sometimes we get confused, and I think it was great he described the social justice and the individual justice, and I thought it was great, yeah.
And would you recommend this conference to others?
Definitely, yeah, alhamdulillah. I mean, so far I've heard only one lecture, yes, definitely, and I'm looking forward to hearing the next one from Dr., I think, one of, she's on? Yeah, I would definitely recommend it.
All right, thanks a lot. Assalamu alaikum. If you'd just like to start by introducing yourself.
My name is Mohammed Siawashani, and I'm a resident here in Dearborn, well, actually close enough. And this is the Muslim Congress. We came here this year to basically, a lot of the brothers, they told me we need some help with, you know, volunteer work and stuff like that. So they had shortage of people. So they told me, why don't you take security work? And I decided to help them out with it because I always try to help anybody who has any, like, you know, any requirements, any needs. I'll try to help them out. You know, any good Muslim should try to do that. And for anyone who wants to volunteer, it's a good thing to do. You should put time. We put a lot of time and waste, you know, and things that aren't even, you know, beneficial to our daily lives. But, you know, we don't put our time aside for stuff like this. It shouldn't be that way. You know, you could afford several days a year or even more. You know, maybe 2 or 3 weeks out of your year to help with stuff like this. And I'm really happy that everyone's here, and it's a nice turnout this year, actually. Pretty good, impressive fun.
So what goes through your mind, or what do you feel when you volunteer here? I mean, it's been almost half a day so far at the conference, so.
I feel that, one, I'm creating, you know, bonds of brotherhood, Islamic brotherhood with everyone. You know, I meet new people all the time. I help people. It feels good when you help people. It feels good. You know, it's in our human nature.
I started the Muslim Congress in 2009. Then I missed 2010, and then I went last year to Kansas City. This is my third time actually.
MashaAllah. So from Toronto to Kansas City, what keeps you going? What keeps you coming back to Muslim Congress? What is your primary motivation for coming back to Muslim Congress?
Actually, this is a nice gathering for, you know, to meet lots of Mu'mineens and like-minded people. And scholars to learn from the scholars, and these are the, you know, things that motivates me every year to, you know, join Muslim Congress.
Wonderful. So I saw you were part of the big group that came from Toronto on a bus, and you were one of the organizers. How was your experience, and how was this experience of actually traveling to Muslim Congress?
We started this group 3 months ago. The bus, it's a small group, Al-Hadi Musulla. They organized this bus, and alhamdulillah, we got a very great response from the Toronto community. Almost 50, you know, Mu'mineens are in this bus, and all along, you know, there's lots of other Mu'mineens there who are coming, you know, and joining Muslim Congress through their private conventions. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, we heard we have more than 250 people, mashallah, from Toronto, which is a record. Yeah. Thank you so much. We hope to see you in the next conference as well.
Inshallah. Thank you very much.
Thank
for
you.
Having
Assalamu
me. Thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum. Could you just start by introducing yourself?
My name is Sabina Hassan, and I'm from Houston. I came here with my husband.
Okay, and is this your first time attending Muslim Congress?
Yes.
Okay. So what were your expectations, or what were you thinking how this would be?
I knew that there were going to be like a lot of Shiites here, and then there would be good speakers, Maulanas from all over, but I wasn't expecting like 1700 people coming here, you know, sharing their thoughts and expectations and all that. So that's a great experience.
Okay, so far you like the experience. So like, what would you say to people who are thinking about coming here, and would you recommend this to other people?
Yeah, I think it's a great event, and especially when you have kids, I think it's great for youth. You can learn a lot by, like, you know, listening to these Maulanas and, you know, discussing stuff, whatever you have in your mind. So I think it's a great opportunity.
Okay, thank you very much.
Alaikum assalam.
Okay, which city are you guys from?
Michigan.
Detroit.
Chicago.
I can't tell you that.
I'm from Chicago.
Okay. I can see you having a lot of fun here. Can you tell me, is this your first Muslim Congress or you have been here before?
Fourth Muslim Congress.
Yeah, what do you say?
My fourth.
Wow. So 4 times you have been here. What do you enjoy about Muslim Congress?
Enjoy all the speeches and stuff. I don't understand it, but I try to understand it.
The gym and the pool.
I try.
I'll be honest, I like the elevators in the class. I like the Muslim people.
Okay. I like I like staying at the hotel, and I like to meet new people.
Okay, mashallah. And what about the poetry slam? Have you guys done the poetry slam in the past conferences?
I do lots of poetry.
I know, never.
I don't do poetry, but I know a lot of people, and I.
He's an author.
And poetry is always like in the night, like, and Saturday night, and I always go there to, like, it's awesome. It's just awesome.
Great. And what about the play? You know that we have a wonderful play that happens every year. Do you enjoy drama and play?
I was about to join the play. I was supposed to be a drunk guy.
Me too.
I'll give you taking you hugging up everybody's
lives.
Okay, wonderful. So what is your name, sister?
Mariam.
Mariam, and you're from Detroit? Excellent. And what do you think about other girls who may be of your age and they may be considering whether Muslim Congress is going to be fun for them or not? What is your message for them?
You learn a lot of things, because, like, before I went here, I didn't know some things, and then I came here and I learned it.
Okay, and can you give me some examples of the types of things that you may have learned here, and the type of topics that are of interest to you?
Yeah, okay. So I learned about, like, hijab from this one girl, because, like, I learned that you can't, like, show your wrists or, like, stuff, but I didn't know that before, so now I do, so it covers me.
Okay, mashallah, mashallah, that's wonderful. Excellent, thank you so much, and we hope to see you at the next conference as well.
Getting together the family and friends, all the sessions, especially, like, the youth classes that go on, they're very informing.
And what are some of the things that you learn in the youth classes?
Well, some of them are, this year we're going to learn about Imam Khomeini, and they give you packets to complete, like this one, and it has word searches and Quranic ayah that you need to look up and complete this packet.
Wonderful. And do you think for another person who may be of your age, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 12 years old.
So for other 12-year-olds who might be thinking, you know, should we go to Islamic conference or not, what is your message to them? Do you think this would be a fun conference to them?
Yes, it's really enjoyable, and the speeches and lectures are very informing, and you can learn a lot about Islam and other people by coming here, because people are here from all over North America.
Wonderful. We inshallah look forward to seeing you in the next conference as well. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Assalamu alaikum. Could you just start by introducing yourself?
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Mustafa Akbari.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
Okay, and is this your first time coming to Muslim Congress?
No.
Okay, so how many times have you been here?
I don't know, I think 4 or 5 times.
Okay, so how would you tell other kids about Muslim Congress, how it is for kids your age, and, like, why you keep coming back, and what you like best about it?
I have to tell them that if they're not coming, they're missing out on something really good. Everything is good. You guys provide everything, like, it's just good. Like, there's breaks where you can meet with your friends. The classes, they're good. They're not boring lectures. It's very good. They're missing out. Whoever's not here is missing out on stuff.
And is there any final message you want to tell them?
I want to tell them that you guys have to come. It's like these 2 days of the year are, like, one of my best years.
Okay.
Best days, whatever.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Mustafa.